Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour, a ministry of Mission Go. I'm Brian Albrecht, the President Emeritus and Director of Canada's National Bible Hour, and we are trying to reach the world for Jesus Christ. And Canada's National Bible Hour is one of our ministries to share the good news of the gospel around the world.
Today, our text is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, which says, "He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." This is a wonderful text that tells us that we were chosen before the foundation of the world. Just think of it. Most of us would probably say that we've never been elected to anything or we've never won any awards, but we've been chosen with the greatest reward that could ever be given. The Lord thought about us in eternity past, and He chose us to be with Him in eternity future. And this text tells us that we should be holy, we should be without blame, and we should walk with Him in love. We should love one another because of the great privilege we have being believers in Jesus Christ in this day and age. We have a great responsibility to be ambassador for Christ, to represent Christ here on earth. And I trust that each one of us will take this great blessing seriously. And I pray that we will be tremendous witnesses and tremendous lights in such a very, very dark world.
Church buses running everywhere.
So many Christians are lazy today,
won't tell us all Jesus saves.
No longer is Jesus important to them,
for they need their time to play. Frozen cold, they let souls go to hell, they feel no burden there. They call it liberty, it's just callousness, you see, and they just don't care.
Just give me the
yes,
old
just give me those old paths,
those paths of
yesteryear.
When the old time preaching,
rock
conviction, Holy Ghost conviction,
and soul winning with a tear.
You can have your deeper life teachers, your equal elder role, lifestyle evangelism when you share.
I'll take the King James Bible and the blood of Jesus Christ,
and church buses running everywhere.
I'll take the King James Bible and the blood of Jesus Christ, and church buses running everywhere.
This is Dennis Campbell, President of Mission Go, with a special thanks to those who supported this ministry. We are exceedingly grateful for how the Lord uses your financial gifts to tangibly demonstrate His love and care to Ukrainians through faithful partners of Mission Go. We want to share with you about one of our ministry partner couples. These believers followed God's calling to start a camp ministry over 25 years ago, with the vision to bring God's love and the gospel's message to thousands of men, women, and children throughout Ukraine. An ark was built as a centerpiece for VBS-style summer camps, which reach children in Ukrainian villages where the gospel is rarely preached. Camps, rafting trips, and prayer retreats provided an open door to share Christ with people of all ages throughout the country. Several years ago, God miraculously provided an opportunity for our ministry partners to purchase land and a building for retreats and camps. With the help of generous donors, it became a wonderful retreat center in a remote countryside area of central Ukraine. With the escalation of the war in Ukraine in February 2022, our partners realized they needed to shift the focus of their ministry, using their facilities to gather humanitarian aid and assemble care packages to help refugees and those in greatest need, including in civilians on the front lines. Their retreat center became a hub for ministry and war-related missions, a place of refuge for many. The ministry now serves distressed and displaced people in war-torn areas of Ukraine where food, basic personal essentials, and warmth are hard to come by. The administrative building on the camp property has become a hub of activity as volunteers, both believers and not yet believers, come weekly to assemble care packages filled with non-perishable foods, hygiene supplies, medicines, clothing, children's toys, and most importantly, New Testaments. Basic medical supplies such as crutches and wheelchairs are also given out to those in need. Handwritten notes, drawings, and Bible verses accompany each package. Here are some responses from grateful recipients. We received your help. The New Testament is probably the most timely and important book right now. Hello! We received your package and are so surprised. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. We didn't expect there to be so much. Thank you for caring. In addition to creating weekly care packages, our ministry partners have begun using their ministry center for large outreach events. At Christmas time, a three-day event was held to celebrate Jesus' birth with nearly 1,000 people, including injured soldiers and those who had lost loved ones during the war. Guests were invited to the transformed holiday wonderland to enjoy a variety of delicious food, fellowship together, receive Christmas presents, and see a musical drama that pointed to Jesus' true reason we celebrate at Christmas. One of the commanders who brought soldiers to the event said that they were given hope to continue serving their people and their country. A five-day women's retreat held last summer for wives and mothers of fallen soldiers was a great success, creating opportunities and space for hurting women to relax, share with one another, and find healing through Jesus Christ. Our ministry partners followed through on God's commandment to care for widows and orphans, using their resources to create a place where these precious women could work through their shared pain together. Surrounded by volunteers filled with love, compassion, and kindness. One woman shared, "I started wanting to live." Another woman said, "Who can understand your pain better than one who has gone through the same pain? It is such a treasure and support to have such unity with one another." This summer, our ministry partners have several more retreats planned, including events for a raft trip for widows of those killed during the war, a retreat for wives, mothers, and children of both men's and women's retreats, and a seminar for married and engaged couples. In order for this ministry to host retreat events and continue to love and care for people in the name of Jesus during their most difficult times, they are seeking $7,000. Thank you so much for your generosity in helping our brothers and sisters in Ukraine over the past 2 years. The continued war has brought about a major shift in our partners' ministry focus, but Jesus remains at the center of it all. Even though everything changes, we know that Jesus stays the same. Our ministry partner shares, "The war has changed our country, people, ministry, and hearts, but the one thing that will never change is our commitment to Jesus and to sharing the hope of Christ with every person we meet." We thank our faithful supporters who have allowed us to financially sponsor and help our partners practically love and serve their fellow Ukrainians, demonstrating what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You are the foundation that allows us to be part of these outreaches. Thank you for listening to this Moments in Mission with Mission Go. This month, we are offering a booklet by Dr. David Jeremiah. It is titled Promises for the Overcomer. Dr. Jeremiah speaks of 8 essential guarantees for spiritual victory We will see spiritual victories as we realize the truth in the book of John, where Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace in me. You will have tribulation in the world, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Dr. David Jeremiah says, "As a disciple of Jesus Christ, you also have overcome the world. You are an overcomer. That means you can live in light of the victory God has already won on your behalf and choose to walk in that victory every day. This booklet will guide you through 8 blessings God has promised for those who live as overcomers. Please write to us today for a copy of your Promises for the Overcomer. To order your copy of Promises for the Overcomer, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box, St. Catharines, Ontario. Postal code 27RANZA7 or in the U.S. Box 21, Buffalo, New York, 143. Thank you for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour, where we wish to bless your life with these messages. This is a listener-supported program, and we would not be on the air without the support of our listeners. If you have any more questions about messages or information on this broadcast, you can email Tammy Campbell at tjcampbellmissiongo.org or feel free to write to Tammy directly. As the producer of this broadcast,
comfort can afford, striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them every one. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear, comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord?
Today's message is from Reverend George Francisco. Printed copies are available upon request.
We're all aware that our world is filled with wars and famine, and many suffer from what is called the destructive forces of nature, like hurricanes or tornadoes and floods. In spite of difficult circumstances, however, we still need to look up and be grateful for the many mercies God has given. A man who always seemed to find something to be thankful for fell and broke his leg. Someone said, "Now that he's broken his leg, I wonder what he will find to be thankful for." Sure enough, when they met, the man said, "You know, I'm thankful I didn't break both legs." So we may face problems and difficulties, but we still can find reasons to be thankful. Our topic today is God's great blessings for believers. We as Christian believers have many reasons to give thanks to God, even though we may face problems. There are blessings that God has showered upon us that we need to recognize and to be humbly grateful for. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning in Christ Jesus concerning you." So, as believers, we are urged then to give thanks, not necessarily for everything, but in everything. The Apostle Paul reminded the Ephesian believers in chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." So Paul says there are a vast number of blessings that we enjoy in Christ that should cause us to be grateful to God. Let us look for a few moments at some of these great spiritual blessings of believers. First, believers are blessed with a great love. Ephesians 2 and 4 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." Paul then is saying that the love God has showered upon us is a great love. I'm sure he would say, first of all, because it is the love of a great God. "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised," said King David in Psalm 48. God Jehovah is a great God because he is the living God. He is the creator God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1 and 3. He is the eternal God. "I change not," Malachi 3 declares. This great, eternal, creator God has loved us with an everlasting love. The miracle of miracles is his love was extended to us while we were unsaved sinners. "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5 and 8. We were not nice, clean, holy people when God loved us, but sinners, lost and undone. God, high and holy, loving sinners, giving his only begotten Son to die for sinners. God chose us, called us by the gospel, and then cleansed us by the precious sacrifice of Calvary, all freely without price, and then placed us into his own holy family forever. All of this love and mercy of the great God prompted the Apostle John to say, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be." How can one understand such love? The hymn writer has described it beautifully when he says, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song." We as believers have been blessed with God's great eternal love. Let us thank him today and rejoice in it. Then as believers, we've been blessed with a great salvation. Hebrews 2 and 3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" The salvation that God has provided for us is a great salvation. First, because it's cost to God the Father. He had to send his only Son into a wicked world when he knew he'd be scorned and rejected and then suffer on a cross. And all the while he would show love, mercy, and grace to the wicked offenders. To Jesus, the cost was willingness to leave the Father and the joys of heaven and to come down to a sin-drenched earth. Here he would suffer the untold agonies of the cross, but by doing so, he would pay the price of man's sin in full and forever. He came, becoming, as John says, the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2. The salvation of God is great because of what it does. It cleanses us from sin. But more, salvation changes us inside, giving us a new spiritual nature by the power of God's Spirit, a nature that loves God and is capable of living with God forever. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We receive this great salvation freely, simply by believing and asking Christ to save us. Some will say, that's too good to be true. Well, it is good, and it is true. We can never thank God enough for calling us to believe and receive His Son. I hope if you've never trusted Christ, you will today. Call upon Him, for God's Word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With a great salvation also comes the blessing of a great joy. In Acts 8:8, Philip goes down to the despised city of Samaria and preaches salvation through Christ. And it says the people with one accord gave heed unto those things that Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And there was great joy in that city. Great joy is the result of receiving God's great salvation. Every believer, sooner or later, experiences the deep, satisfying joy of sins forgiven. The Apostle Peter referred to the joy of salvation when he wrote to believers that had never seen Christ but had trusted Him, saying, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Chapter 1, verse 8. Believers have the joy of the Lord as their strength, and this enables us to rejoice in the Lord despite trying circumstances that surround us. What a blessing from God His joy is. It enables us to persevere on our journey to our heavenly home. Another great blessing for believers is that of great peace. Psalm 119:165 says, great peace have they which love thy law. Jesus said to His disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14. There was much to fear when Jesus was about to leave His disciples. Everything seemed so uncertain and strange, but Jesus promised them His peace, that deep sense of knowing that God was there and would take care of every detail. So God's Word promises then to us a twofold peace. First, peace with God when we accept Him as Savior, and then the peace of God when we trust Him as our Lord and for our lives. Paul spoke of a peace that was beyond understanding when he said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4. Let us believe God's word and learn to trust His wisdom and His love in troublesome times of this earthly life. The hymn writer has said, change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. Let us thank God today for His abiding presence and the peace that we can have in the midst of life's storms. Then the believer is blessed with the expectation of great glory ahead. There will be the long-promised return of Christ, an event promised by God to be glorious. Luke 21:27 says, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. This Jesus, who came to earth as the babe of Bethlehem, was destined to be the Savior, the one who would give His life a ransom for man's sin. He was rejected of men and a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And on the cross He died the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. With the sacrifice of His life for sins complete, Jesus rose from the dead. He returned to heaven. And one day He, perhaps soon, will come again, not as the humble Lamb of God, but as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who will rule the world with a rod of iron. Scripture says when He comes, it will be with great glory and great power, and His saints will come with Him. 1 Thessalonians 3, Paul says to the believers there, to the end that He, that is God, may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. The thrilling thing here is that when Christ experiences great glory, so will his saints. When Christ comes to reclaim God's world from wicked men, we come with him. When Christ is glorified as the rightful king and ruler of God's world, we will be with him, sharing the glory as a queen shares the glory of the king's crowning. 2 Timothy 2:12 says, "For if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him." And Revelation 5:9 says, "For thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Great glory for Christ will also mean great glory for the believing church, who is his bride. What exciting, glorious times are ahead for believers. Then there's the glorious resurrection of believers who have died in the faith of Christ, or the sudden transformation of living believers at the rapture. Paul speaks of some of the great changes ahead when he says in 1 Corinthians 15, "So also is the resurrection. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Great events of great glory and power lie ahead for the believer in Christ. Will you be among those who will share in these and many other great blessings of believers? You can by coming today, now, and by faith ask God to be your Savior and Lord, and then give him thanks for saving you. You will then join those who will share in these great promises of blessing. A great love, a great salvation, a great joy, a great peace, and great expectation of glory lying ahead. Let us thank God today for all these blessings and all of God's blessings.
We at Mission Go pray this message will challenge you to seek a deeper understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us think on these verses from the Bible. From the book of Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy with burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls." Remember to order your copy of the booklet Promises for the Overcomer, written by Dr. David Jeremiah.
If you have been blessed or heard anything on the radio broadcast today that you'd like more information, or if you'd like to receive a copy of the booklet that was listed today, please feel free to write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R7A7, or in the U.S., Box 2010, Buffalo, New York, 14231. Thank you for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour. We wish to bless your life with these messages. For more information on this broadcast, you can also email Tammy Campbell at tjcampbell@missiongo.org.